penalti su Pavel Rošas. We still left him at Simbos and Abonis. And I think we're holding by Pavel Rošas. Wow. The Oma. Valkyrie Svada, La Roche's Kalau. Yeah, I think that's what we're holding. We spoke about Rabonis, and we write about Chatoy Mechsholov, and so on and so forth. Vama Valkyrie Svada, La Roche's Kalau.
Where is it over here?
In other words, as opposed to Rabonis, where it just says, Noyos Rabonis, by Roche's, he says, Altisada Roche's, you should not have any contact with them whatsoever. What's the loyma? Shall you hate Noida the Sroh the Gamri? Kolkahi Odom Mark Gatmanerish Rushes. Shadova the Yusaguru Makil. Shain Magilla was at Toyverakra. In other words, being that, I guess it's like you said before, being that the purpose or the way the authorities set themselves up is for themselves completely. So b'meila, any tziruf to them doesn't bring any good. When you mishaber to another person, there's some sort of bilateral to Ellis. Mm-hmm. Here there is no. The rishus sees itself. I guess, in a sense, what he's saying is, it's the chalipas, it's not a ra of Malchus. Malchus is authority, and it's something which is something which has in itself a hisbadlus from other ones. The Maisa, he speaks about the Malchus being little and so on, but that's usually with some angle of good. When you're in this battle from other people and feel no achrayis or kesher to them, then your only kesher is kula tevatcha. When a person is with averim, or peers, the sense is that there has to be some sort of mutuality. When a person is with a tsugang of rushus and it's not toiv, then it's kol for itself. Now, it's malchus is menutik from the people, it's higher than the people, and that's all because they're supposed to be above it and be able to be kulei mashpia. In these people, it's all kol kulei not shayich, and the male is kol kulei la'atzmai. It certainly is never looking for the good of the person that's being mischaracted. So Rabbanis is where a person himself has also, he wants, in other words, the Erevus of Locha is because you're completely self-sufficient. Usnas Rabbanis is because you tend to want to take for yourself as well. There's the Nekuda of being Nana from something which is not meant to be Nana from. And as far as the Roshus, which is the general klipa of Malchus Rabbanis in the world, it's Malchus Roimi, there you have some inyin that's kol kuloi for itself and not for the other. That's kol kuloi rishus. And v'meila, the person should stay away from it. Ein harishus mekayves on the tevosay shel adam. Shein lakir vel haadam rak bedava shu zulas atzmai. There's no sense whatsoever of the cure of the tevosay except for itself. Sarosh's call, she actually gave up the Shutov call. So he says it's the pshat. The way Rosh's works is that it's completely for itself. That's its mitzvah, and that's what it does. Now he goes back to the Nekuda before, and he goes into a very interesting Nekuda. V'havin, eich etzligu chachomim ba'abas ha'melocha, v'frat kasha oyev lasis melocha. Chazal, understand Chazal, how much they will mishabeach melocha, and especially when the person is nana, in other words, when the person understands the chshivas and the shleimus of the melacha. Rotsu leima. She'ika ma'at shu'ab sa melacha. V'le'oma b'chor l'cha melacha. It's not telling you b'chor sa melacha, it's saying ahoyba sa melacha. In other words, like all milas, if a person dehairs the mila of, for instance, if a person lives b'pashtas, so there's a plus to it. But in a day, a person lives with pashtas because he has no choice, and he says, suggests Hakasa, what can I do? This is all a Kachbel was able or desires to give me. Or the person, the emes, is, the hair, the mila living with pashtas. The same thing is true about malacha. If a person it does malacha, it's very nice. If a person is oyevas of malacha, so the pshat is he the hair, the mila shepo, and the mainly shayach to it. Now it brings the famous Gemara, which is the Chor Pella. Per Kama the Brachas Om, it says, Godel ha-nene v'gir kapa yisim yoy shamayim. That somebody who's nene v'gir kapa is better than yoy shamayim. Yilu b'nene v'gir kapa yksiv etz ha-shech ha-metayv lach. Ha-shech ba-lam ha-vetor ha-om ha-ba. Yilu b'yoy shamayim ksiv ashe ishri ha-shem ad kam. Now, the Maimach of all the way it is a Pella. What does it mean? I mean, B'chol, but Sushtol between the two inyanim. It's one thing you compare Yerushalayim to Avashalayim, which is better, which is Cheshva. Good, I understand. Is it better to be gay Kataim or Rabbonis? I understand that. Is it better to be a Baal Bayis or a Baal Nechosim or not? But, what is Yerushalayim to be sold to gay Kataim? They're not of the same Inyan V'chlau. And secondly, obviously the question begs itself. So if you have somebody who's a gay Kataim and he's a bad person, he's a grubber Jung, and someone else is a Reish Shemayim Melech Yid, but somebody left Nerusha, so he's better. I mean, what's the... You can't tell me that there's a mile in someone who's the heck is not a Reish Shemayim. It's a Talmudic Maim. So that the morale is Masbit. And what is Yigir Kapayim? It's like a guy makes a living being a cobbler. So where in the cobbler ride does it become a mile of Olam Haba? Well, Pirish Dover there. Kanene migir kapoy, asher maisi yodov, vehu asher mistapik b'mashe noisin Hashem yisborach, ve'elov v'dayle b'mashe yeshloi. So let's understand this a little bit. I'll skip in a sense. He does mention this Akuda later on, but I want to be marked in it because I think it's the basis for what he's saying. A person, when we ask ourselves, what is Olam Haba? So the Rambam says that Olam Haba is the Chayim Anitzim She'in Lahefsik, and it's a Toiv that there's no bad with it. So the first description of the Rambam is that it has no Hefsik. That's more important than, it's more central the idea of Olam Haba than the fact that it's a type that there's no bad with it. To us, Lachur, it's a little bit tamua. I mean, if someone were to ask you, would you like tenure? We would say, yeah, but tell me what? What's the job that you want me to be tenured in? And I would tell you to be the door catcher of the town. So I would politely decline and say, tenure is nice, but not for the door catcher. If I say, would you like to be a place... whatever it is, the present, this, that, and the other thing, and it's tenure, then I say it's good. The Rambam reverses it. The first thing is that there's no hefsik, it's a chayim that has no hefsik, and then it's very, very, it's a very good chayim. So it sounds like this. The metzias of Olam Haba be'etzem is chayim, it's described as emes. In other words, the world, it's Olam the Kayam La'ad go together, because that which is temporary is an illusion. There's a wall here. If the wall crumbles, even when I say it's a fake wall, why is it a fake wall? Because it's made out of paper machete. It's made for a movie. So why is it fake? It's a wall. The Torah says because you give it a kick, it falls in. But if the wall is made out of very tough material, even if they make a normal wall out of stone and this is made out of wood, but if it's very tough, no one's going to tell me it's a fake wall. Fake means it only carries a perception of something, but it's lacking the atzmius. So any object which doesn't have in itself the atzmius of something, it doesn't have in itself kiyum, is fake. And the more kiyum something has, the more emes, the closer it is to being emes, until something which is nitzki is be emes, is be emes kayam. So kata emes or kayam la'ad, emes and kayam la'ad are one and the same. That's why the famous Chazal, the famous Gemara with Luz, the city where nobody told Sheker, they lived forever. In other words, something which is genuine is kayam. That's the mark of because it's mitzias is everything proclaims a certain mitzias to itself. Let's take another marshal. Let's say somebody's pretending to be a doctor. So one guy put on a white coat with a stethoscope and he's parading around. But if I ask him the difference between a face, an aspirin and something else, he'll look at me like a honim neodom. So I know he's a fake doctor because I took off the top layer, I took off his white coat, there's no doctor underneath it. Let's say somebody else is a little bit smarter, so he hung around a few days in hospital and he picked up the language and all the different things. So when I start probing him, he says, yeah, this is this, this is this, this is that. So I have to go deeper and get to a deeper layer of knowledge, and I discovered that the layers are only, there's layers of Dr. I, only two layers deep, but not the third layer. If a person knows everything a doctor knows, so even if he doesn't happen to have a certificate, the better means he's a doctor because he knows it all. So the closer something is to, that you can't find a makom where it's not kayim, the closer it is to the emes and to the real mitzvahs of something. The Olam Haba is the Olam of Emes. This world is a temporary world. It's called Olam Hazer, meaning this. It's just temporary. It's not Be'etzim. It doesn't have Hemshah to it. So it's not that. It's Alma de Shikra. In order for a person to be a Ben Olam Haba Be'etzim, that we should call the person a Ben Olam Haba, that his Metzias should be Olam Haba, the Metzias. Sorry, the person has to be shayach be'emes to a mitzvahs of kiyum. A person who's not ruchnius, who has no toif to him, his mitzvahs is limited to these few years in this world, and then there's nothing in him that can be kayim la'ad, and b'meila, his mitzvahs is not a real mitzvahs. Somebody who's nitzchi, his mitzvahs is nitzchis to mitzvahs. A yigika payim is somebody with self-sustaining. Everybody is born, let's take the physical muscle of it. A person is born with X amount of physical koyach that he has in his muscles, he has in his brains, he has skills in his fingers, whatever it is. A person who is self-sufficient and self-supporting has a real kiyum. A person who's zokuk to other people, to tzedakah, to chasodim, to other people to give mechias is not kayam betzim. Now let's take a look at a person with the following dilemma. A person can sit and live by his own work. He has his ability. He can produce enough to give him $50,000 a year. But he has cheshik to live it up. $50,000 a year doesn't give you very much enjoyment, and he would rather find ways, take tzedakah, take from other people, whatever it is, to be nearer from other people so that they have a bigger kia. Because he doesn't feel that the $50,000 lifestyle is really a lifestyle that he's happy with. So be'emes, the person's statement that he's making is that he is not a ben kayama. The life that he has as his life is not self-supporting. A person that wants bedafka to live from what he has is somebody that bears the sense of self-kiyum. And like we talked before, there is a midah tova that has become a bit forgotten from us, and that has to be self-sufficient. A person is very proud, and he says, you know, whatever it takes, I'll live on my own. That's a tremendous midah tova of the herring, what it means that a person's kiyum is emistic. If a person lives on a credit card and it's borrowed, then there's a lack of emistic kiyum to that. I mean, understandably, obviously, people sitting and learning, the only way to do this is by being nana from other people one way or another. And in a sense, on a higher dagger, as I said last time, that's the real kiyum, and the other people are never taking off you. The person who can't or won't sit and learn himself is being nana from the fact that someone else is doing it for him for a few dollars. But mitzvah, the etzem midah. So Yirei Shemayim is somebody that has HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Noisin HaKoyl and so on. That's a chashuv adarga. Somebody who is a Yigei Kapayim means the midah Yigei Kapayim, especially when it comes to a ruchnistic sense, means that the person has himself the deher of the need that his kiyum should be emesek kiyum. In other words, he says, this is my key, this is what I have. If the person wouldn't be mistopic, he would go to others and gnash off them. The person who is a complete Bria within himself, in other words, he's a Dabba Sholem, he doesn't need to come onto something else. He doesn't need a tube to connect to something else. Something that's a chaser is already missing something, and b'meila a chelik of it, there's a tfisa of heder in that part of himself that's missing. In other words, if there's some part of himself that needs to come onto something else, then it's already a chaser. Kizehu geda istab kusheina chaser. V'imkein hu nechshab mitzius. V'roshi ad noichla mitzius shalom haza v'alom haba. The word Ashrecha we translate into colloquially, we don't translate as fortunate, happy, lucky, and so on. The Maral has a different pirush for it. The word Ashrecha is like Ashrata Dedaina. It's a confirmed, which means a definite. Strongness. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh means have a real mitzias, an emes mitzias in olam hazeh. That's what it means. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. Ashrecha she'emusha shulosh chayzek shliyel nefila. You know, it's strength. He doesn't collapse. He doesn't fall. He doesn't. You know, there's no chisaron. B'mashul adam sereach bechalkoy b'shalom b'li chisaron. Because b'derech klal a person's downfall, just like when a person has a wound, the infection tends to seep in from the wound, when the person has in himself some sort of chisaron, the problems seep in through the chisaron shabbayim. Toiv is a very strong metzias. Kibemaisa gracious becholachad nema ki toiv. Kemetzias rela mitzaratoiv. Toiv is something which is metzias, and that's like we said, what the Rambam says that Mahaba is toiv without ra. Ulekach ksiv v'toiv lecha kemoisha roi loilam haba. So the pshat is, a person that's a geek apayim in this world, first of all, he's fortunate in this world, because this world is also his. He doesn't have problems, because whatever he has is his kiyum. And secondly, his metzias are public metzias. V'yilo b'olam hazek v'mishroi l'olam hazek v'olam hazek v'mishroi l'olam hazek. Av yirei Hashem lo yksiv rak loshen echot ashrei ish rei Hashem. Let's stop a second and discuss this nakuda here. Let's understand this nakuda. He didn't add any beer. What's the nekuda of this Yirei Shemayim Chisaron? Where's the difference in the two? I mean, they're both big Elohim, they're both being Ayver Hashem, they're both... Yirei Shemayim is somebody... There are two ways in which I can approach a person that has limited means. Can approach it in two ways. One is, listen, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is all he's given. And you can't get around that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. His Ratzon is always what works in the end, and tough luck. That's one attitude. The second attitude is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, it's not tough luck, but my metzias is what I have, and as long as I live from what I have, then I am. Then I'm a real bar metzias. This is my metzias. It's not the pshat. My metzias should have been more. Avol ma'asa, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for me, and so on and so forth. But rather, this is what my mitzvah be'etzem is. Let's give a mashal. A person who's given, a person who's sent out on a mission and is given a certain tools. So if a person is in training, he'll say to himself, you know, they really didn't give me everything I needed, but I guess that's why they train you to make life tough for you, and you don't have a choice, and that builds your skills and stamina, and b'chulam, b'chulam, b'chulam. The second approach is, when you go out on a real mission, you say to yourself, listen, they chose these tools, I guess those are the tools I need. I can't use this or that, because there's a reason. There's a big difference when a person looks at it as a gzeirim and a shemayim, and he accepts it. So definitely, it's a good mila, but it's of a limited mila. It's the pshat of the person that has himself as a chaser, but what can you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manik of Olamos, and he makes the decisions, and he does what he chooses, and that's that. Or the person that has, this is my shleimus. Me needing to accomplish X with a certain limited amount of, tools or means is what I'm all about. That's the thing. So the Ashrecha of the the Klala Dov, let me just see how far this goes here. Let's hold it here. Let's do one more small piece. Klala Dov, Akasha Adam Shalom Ba'atzmai, was ich habe jetzt gemacht schöne Hosse. Kein mei sehr schon mit Tapik Platz muss schon blich sein. Roischler mit sie so und hat am Habel gegangen. Und kach euch sich hilft mir mei mal schreg aber am Hase der am Habel. Ihr zu separat mit sie ist und ich war hat es mit sie. Kein Khalak mit Tarasma. You can't say a mit sie ist der Etzem in allem Hase, because allem Hase betzolt ist ab Etzem. But a Shrecha can say a very firm and stable Metzias. The Loike in Rishamayim, the Avka Zerch Madrig Al Yena, Ein Lolem Hase, Deine Oilem Hase Kvim Ashehu. The Etzem Oilem Hase Kvim Ashehu, Mipdei She Ein Mailas Yerishamayim from Sholem Atzmai. O Le Fikach Loi Nosen Oilem Hase Vne Atzem Shlemus, Oilem Hase Vne Atzem Shlemus. Ak Oma Ashrei Yishrei Hashem, Oma Shrecha Betoiblach, Now it's also being medayim between Ashrei and Ashrecha. Ashrecha means you yourself are Me'usher, as he called it, versus you have an Asher, but not Ashrecha. Kimboi lo shleimus olam hazik v'imashu v'olam hazik v'imashu oi mechalek b'neim, kimucholok v'imbasa. O lekach ein lo ikar olam hazik. V'oi ki etzem olam haba she'enenem zi v'ashchina v'zeo midas ha'enenem igi ha'kapov. Shu sameach benenem. The being nenem is if a shechina is the input that shechina is the presence of a gashbara that you created in the world. That's what you nenem from. Olam haba is pure yigias kapayim. Olakach ein lemei shemayim etzem olam haba. Olafichach michavu olam haza olam haba b'shem echad. Kein miyuchad lo echad mehem. Shemoylem yuchad olam haza gam olam haba b'nesha olam haza olam haba mchulokim. And it should have been separately. Rehovin dvarim elu ma'oid. Yeah, and shalos.
So when we say over here that gadol hananim yegia kapov, we're saying that the gadolus is the fact that he realizes he's not that just he's being matzik all of a sudden that you know Kadosh Baruch Hu is a he realizes this is the best.
He is within the tchum that is him. I am what I am. A person normally, a big part of a person's kocha chemde is because he doesn't feel he is without the other things as well. If I don't have this fancy car, I just don't exist.
But the godless is in what the person who is Nanami Gia Kapov is now capable of doing based on his tfisa that I am who I am. As, where is the beauty of that godless?
It's the way he has his own tfisa. It's his attitude towards Avodas Hashem in the fullest sense of the word. He has his self as his tfisa of self is a real tfisa.
And that will enable him to do more, or it's just
that,
it's just
no. That is the person. So that's the person. A person who is an unhappy person who needs other things is a bal chisaron. Mm-hmm. A person who has that he's less than a person who doesn't have X, Y, Z is less than a person. A person who has himself as being a davar sholem because this is me and this is what I'm related. That is an adam sholem.
I just don't understand why this has to be specifically a word of Yigia Kapov. Why can't you just have two different types of people? One is a person who's, you know, he's mastic all of a sudden, and the other person says, no, vice versa, this is all what I need. I'm saying, in other words, the point of working yourself and being autonomous and self-sufficient is not really the Nakuda here. It's just two different ways of being Tefis.
Well, a person can they have what he has and still not live on his own. Yigias Kapayim is a person who has the shleimus of his self in the fact that he can sustain himself, in the fact that his mitzvah is shalom mitzvah hatzmai. Therefore, I don't want to be nanah from other people. I want to have mitzvah, and this is my mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mind of that person.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay, very good. Chavez. 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 Chavez.